This is Akashvani Itanagar, the news read by Prem Sharma. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has underscored the importance of education, highlighting that it is meant for holistic development. He made these remarks while interacting with the students during the 8th edition of the popular interactive program Pariksha Pe Charcha in New Delhi today. The Prime Minister addressed the students on how to overcome stress and anxiety during exams. During interaction, the Prime Minister advised students not to remain confined within walls. He emphasized that for growth, students need the freedom to explore their passions. The Prime Minister also highlighted the importance of nutrition and wellness, advising students to eat millets and vegetables to keep themselves healthy. He advised students to prepare without stressing over this pressure and to keep challenging themselves. In this edition, around 36 students from all states and union territories were selected to interact directly with the Prime Minister.
पोषण में शरीर के वेलनेस के लिए फिटनेस के लिए नींद का बहुत महत्व है और इन दिनों तो पूरा मेडिकल साइंस इस बात पर केंद्रित हो रहा है कि जो पेशेंट आता है उसकी नींद कैसी है, कितने घंटे सोता है, ये सारे सवालों की बहुत गहराई से अध्ययन कर रहे हैं.
The Rajbhavan Itanagar organized the live screening of the 8th edition of Pariksha Pe Charcha in the Darbar Hall of Rajbhavan Itanagar today. The Governor K.T. Parnayak, who is on an official tour to Uttar Pradesh, in his message on the occasion said that Pariksha Pe Charcha is more than just a discussion, but it's a celebration of learning, resilience and unwavering spirit of hard work. He said that examinations are not the ultimate destination, but a stepping stone in your journey of growth. They provide an opportunity to demonstrate your knowledge, discipline and dedication. The governor in his message advised the students to have trust in themselves, be confident, stay focused and committed, and nurture sound minds and bodies. The governor urged the parents and teachers to encourage their wards, appreciate their efforts and remind them that success is about learning and growth. Coordinated by the Directorate of School Education, students and teachers from Itanagar Capital Region attended the live screening of Pariksha Pe Charcha. Chief Minister Pema Khandu in a social media post today congratulated Circle Officer Pangin Niang Parthin for her innovation to save Mithuns from road accidents. A simple yet effective idea of using fluorescent collars is assuring these culturally significant animals are visible on foggy roads. Mr. Khandu said in his post. Earlier, the duo comprising of Circle Officer Pangin Niang Parthin and PWD Executive Engineer Okep Dai had personally funded and procured 200 fluorescent collars to mitigate such risks. The second edition of Bharat Lok Sangeet Arunachal Utsav 2025 commenced at Poi P. Mao Tai Ground, Namsai yesterday. Addressing the gathering, Deputy Chief Minister Chawna Man expressed immense pride in Arunachal Pradesh's diverse traditions. He emphasized the significance of folk music and dance as living traditions that connect generations and communities. He noted that this festival is not just an event, but a reflection of India's ethos of unity and diversity. This year, the festival features 15 cultural troupes from Arunachal Pradesh, including performances by the Adi, Aka Hurso, Apatani, Idu Misri, Memba, Mompa, Nisi, Tai Khamti, Olo and other indigenous communities. Additionally, cultural groups from Himachal Pradesh, Karnataka, Manipur, Bhutan and Thailand have joined the festival, ensuring a rich blend of regional traditions and strengthening cross-cultural exchanges. The first ever Golden Pagoda Marathon Tropical Namsai 2025 witnessed an overwhelming response with 952 participants competing in four race categories. The marathon was flagged off yesterday by Deputy Chief Minister Chawna Man in presence of Minister for Forest and Environment Wangki Loang and other dignitaries. Highlighting the government's long-term vision for sports development, Deputy Chief Minister Man said that the state government is actively collaborating with the All India Football Federation to create structured opportunities for young athletes. As part of these efforts, two new football stadiums are under development in Namsai, and a partnership with John Abraham's Northeast United FC under the Northeastern Football Federation will soon take shape, starting with Namsai as its first focus area. That's all in the news bulletin. Namaskar.